House Bill 1073. I understand there is an amendment on that, taking action on that, and then we'll move on to 1195. Did you get a hold of everybody, Todd, as far as we'd like to have any ideas that you have for a summer study also included at this point when we finish up today? And we will call it a wrap as far as our general committee. And the thought process is that next Tuesday we will have the House join us here during our time, and we will go through the Farm Bill proposals and try to sort through those and see which ones we want to forward on to our national organizations. So that's the plan right now. With that, we will, I believe we were closed to public discussion and in committee action, and I believe, Senator Hewick, do you want to take it from here? I believe you had an amendment that you were working on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, and I want to thank the committee for their patience in holding this bill over and giving us an opportunity to try to work through the perceived problems in 1073. Just to refresh recollection, the only issue in 1073 that we were trying to resolve had to do with freeze brands, and in particular it was Section 2 of that bill that provided for a penalty, a Class 1 misdemeanor. We have spent considerable time trying to satisfy everybody's concerns with regard to these freeze brands. I will bring to you an amendment that I think is a kind of a compromise. It doesn't make everybody happy, but I think it makes it workable and certainly provides clarity to this whole situation as to when you can apply freeze brands, for what purpose, be it ownership and or herd identification. And I think for the most part that was my concern to begin with this legislation. And so, Mr. Chairman, I think the amendment has been passed out to everybody. No?
Looks like they stop right here at Larry's spot. I was checking to see if that was the right one. Is it 1073 TD?
Yes.
Different one. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a simple little amendment that would be inserted on page 4 if you have your engrossed bill. Page 4, line 1, after the statute that we're amending, we would insert new language that says the use of number freeze brands for herd identification is specifically exempt from this section, so as to make it crystal clear that, in fact, we're still going to allow the use of freeze brands for herd identification, but if you want to use a freeze brand for establishing ownership, then that indeed has to be registered with the State Brand Board. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is essentially the purpose of the amendment. So I would move the amendment at this time, Mr. Chairman.
There's been a motion to amend with 1073 TD. Is there a second to that motion to amend? Seconded by Senator Diedrich. Further discussion on that motion to amend? Senator Huttmacher, do you have a copy of that amendment? Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment 1073 TD, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 1073 is amended. Now we are to the point of discussion and or action on House Bill 1073 as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee, for supporting me on the amendment. I would at this time move a do pass on House Bill 1072.
Motion do pass on House Bill 1073 as amended. Seconded by Senator Diedrich. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, the motion before us, before the committee, is a do pass motion on House Bill 1073 as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators DeHewitt.
Aye.
Diedrich Elmer.
Aye.
Hamm.
No.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons. Hangy.
Aye.
Diedrich Larry.
Aye.
Eight yeas, one nay, one excused.
Motion carries 8-1. House Bill 1073, as amended, will go to the floor and do pass.